What is the answer?
Welcome to the Answer Podcast, and we are so excited that y'all have taken that opportunity to hang out with us today. And listen, this is the Answer, where we provide biblical insight to all of your relationship questions. Every question you've been wanting to ask but haven't been answered, or you asked it and it was never answered. Hopefully, we can address that. And we're going to be real. We're talking about sex. We're talking about relationship. We're talking about all of the just borderline stuff that, you know, we'd be just out of order. And I got my boo here, and she's gonna help me.
Yes, I'm going to help him. Hey, y'all. So listen, there is this phrase going around the internet, everybody talking about this whole idea of a situationship. You heard it, right?
Right, yeah. I'm sitting with some of the youngsters, and we talking about relationship. And they going to check me talking about, no, Pastor. It ain't relationships no more. It's situationship. I say it's situationship for you.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with relationships.
I know that's right, because we 30 plus in this game.
I'm so 51.
Yeah, we're not doing that. But yeah, situationship. So what is a situationship? We want to talk about that today. So when you learned what it was, what did they share with you?
They said it's a football with no out of bounds. I mean, it's like it's the game with no rules.
The game with no rules.
And the rules basically based on the situation. Whatever the situation we want it to be, that's what we're in agreement with. So it's relationship, no definition, no, not defining it.
So you can make the rules up as you go.
Make the rules as you go.
Lord, that sounds like a disaster.
So I can be with him. I can be with her. I can be with this one. I can, all of that. Situationship. Mm-hmm.
So back in the day, we didn't call it that, right? We just called it friends with benefits.
Yeah, that's friends with benefits. We call it serial dating. We call it, what else they call it? You know what they call it.
I think it was some references to some booty calls, maybe.
Booty call.
Yeah, but just kind of do whatever you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it. Mm-hmm. I think of the idea of, I want to taste the milk, but I'm not ready to buy the cow.
Wow.
And I just need to know, like, what kind of milk is this? Is this whole milk? Is it 2%? Is it non-fat? Or I'm a vegan, so maybe I need oat. I need a plant-based. I don't know. I just need to try it out before I buy.
No, it's pretty much like, you know, I'm going to rent this car. You know, I'm renting this. Or it's really, this is what it is. It's really, you know, down here in Houston, Texas, you go to the mall. And when you're hungry. And you walk through.
You walk the food court.
The food court. And they standing out there
with the samples.
Hopefully it's chicken. Because I didn't ate a piece. And so you
may have not been.
You
chicken.
Go from spot to spot. Sampling.
Eating all the samples.
With no commitment. No price. You pay no price. But you leave out of food court full.
That situation. Your tummy is filled.
Yeah. You don't know what you didn't eat.
Ate 100 samples.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Describing situationship. Yeah. When I think about this idea, it reminds me of you.
What you mean?
It reminds me of you back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Right? So we were in a relationship. Right. Because our firstborn son, I was pregnant at the time.
Okay.
You were leaving for college.
Yeah.
Go to Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
And you had the audacity to ask me if I would, you know, wait till you got back, got your degree before we get together.
I remember that.
You do? Okay. Yeah. I'm not making it up. So I remember looking at you and saying, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not waiting for you to go off to school, meet whomever, do whatever, and then come back and decide, you know, you want to be with me.
Yeah. Can we keep it real though?
That's what we're doing here.
We're keeping it real. Not because I'm with you on that. I was like, hey, let's pump the brakes. But I felt, you know, like, you know, it was strongly encouraging marriage right now.
Uh-huh. Which it was.
That's what I sensed.
But not for me.
I mean, whatever.
I wasn't trying to get the ring commitment. I just needed you to be committed to us.
I'm trying to commit to Jesus. I'm trying to. Who I am?
You're trying to figure out who I am. That's true. We were young.
We had night and a couple nights actually.
We had more than a couple of nights.
We fell short to the glory of God. She couldn't keep her hands off of me.
Whatever.
But we fell short to the glory of God, and you know, since then we repent. And,
thank you.
You know,
Jesus,
just trying to help people, but yeah. Just felt like, come on, man. Come on, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that was scary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I get it.
And because not mature,
yeah.
You know, I'm like, no, can you just, you know, I'm going to school, the focus in Nashville, the focus in the Lord, in my books, I was at Bible college, and I'm going to focus in the Lord.
Yeah.
And get my degree, to get my degree. And I was like, just can we go to speed limit?
Oh, okay.
And I just feel like, no, we need to.
Yeah. So the pressure for marriage certainly wasn't coming from me. However, I can say I told you no because I knew my worth. I knew I was valuable. I knew that I was worth.
So that's devaluing you?
Well,
to basically say, hey, I'm not ready for
No. You were saying no, but come on, you were young. So you knew opportunity awaited you in Nashville, Tennessee.
Really?
Yeah, you knew it.
I don't recall. You knew that.
You were going to one of the fastest growing churches led by Bishop Walker at the time with all the young adults, sir. All the HCBCUs.
Now I feel judged.
HBCUs.
I feel like you're judged.
Okay.
Because I'm going to serve the Lord.
So you're not gonna keep it real. But anyway, I. So it was, to me, I felt somewhat devalued. Just not really understanding that, you know what? I mean, if I really love this girl, I really want to be with her, then I can commit to being with her while I'm away.
That's what we needed.
That's what
we needed a guy.
We needed it. Yes, we did.
We needed somebody
who
could step into our lives and help us bridge the gap from situationship to relationship.
That's right.
That's what we needed.
Yeah.
Somebody to tell us, hey, she's pregnant, you know, baby, you love her, you know, but you're not ready.
Mm-hmm.
But are you ready to commit?
Yeah.
Because to stay in relationship with her, what she's saying, well, I need commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how you transition from a situationship to a relationship is commitment.
That's right. Commitment. Yeah. That's the answer.
Yeah.
That's the answer. Mm-hmm. You need commitment because a lot of the times we admire these relationships where we see couples who are together and we see that they genuinely look like they enjoy one another's company. They want to be together and you admire it.
Yeah.
You're like, it's something about them, right? But what we don't see is the hard work that they're putting in order to have the fruitfulness of that relationship.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I hope y'all like right at this moment, if you listening in the car, pull over. Like, pull over. You need to hear this. Because I think we wishfully thinking.
Mm.
I think we don't understand what what grind really mean.
You jumped to grind. We were talking about
commitment. Well, I'm saying grind is the pursuit till you possess. Okay. I am committed to this.
Okay.
And I think what people in our society, mm-hmm. you know, what you see on TikTok, what you see on social media. Oh, look what they doing on this podcast. Look what he doing over here. Oh, he on this show. Oh, look what, man, you messed up. Because what we see is the instant fame. We don't see the path to success, mm-hmm. the sacrifice. And what I want you to understand, you got to catch this principle that grit comes before glam. Mm. Grit comes before glory.
Wow.
And you have to be willing to put in the work, right? And so 31 years, mm-hmm. you know, I love Tosh like her, but here's the thing. Commitment. Commitment brings about fruit. Mm. You can't get the fruit without, that's what I'm saying, man. You can't get the fruit without the commitment. Mm-hmm. And you want something or somebody so bad that you are willing to do whatever you need to do in order to get them. And if that ain't Jesus, I don't know what it is. He committed. He wanted us so bad that he left heaven. Mm-hmm. He wanted us so bad that he sacrificed. He gave his life. Mm-hmm. And you're looking at we are the fruit of salvation.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it. I think another way to think about that whole idea of commitment. You remember, and we talked about this in our book, mm-hmm. when we got Yard of the Month.
Yep.
We lived in Sugar Land, mm-hmm. right? And before that, you know, the yard just, it didn't quite have the vibrancy that it could have.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Bushes were a little brown patches in the grass. And I got somebody, found a lawn maintenance person, and we
about to take all the grass up.
Yeah, you thought it was dead.
I thought it was dead.
Yeah, you thought the grass was dead or it had a disease.
Yeah.
And you were ready to get rid of all the grass. And he said, no, it just needs to be maintained.
Yeah.
And after, I don't know, a couple of months. Yeah. After a couple of months, we had Yard of the Month because we had put in the work.
The work.
Right? To get our yard looking good. And not to admire other people in the neighborhood's yard. We just needed to take care.
And PA was admiring ours.
And then they were admiring ours. Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think the commitment is just like you got, like when it comes to the relationship you're in, you got to move from situationship to relationship. Mm-hmm. If not situationship, listen, you're going to keep getting rotten fruit. Mm. But if you want healthy fruit, you got to move over to the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And to have a healthy relationship, it requires love. Love commits.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
If you want to know if somebody love you, see how they commit to you.
Mm. You know, because it makes me just this whole idea with this whole situationship and the reason why it just kind of rubs me the wrong way. One, I don't agree with it. But secondly, when you don't have commitment, you don't have trust.
Yep.
Like, how do you want to be in a relationship where there's no trust?
That's how you build trust quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how. Commitment.
Commit.
And so, of course, Jesus shows us that in the Bible. But when you commit in a relationship, right, and you move from friendship, you move from friendship to courtship into your relationship, into marriage, one of the ways, right, people know it is because you're presented with the ring.
Yeah.
And the ring itself
is a symbol.
Is a symbol of commitment. And isn't that what we're after when we're in these relationships? I mean, when we're single and we want to be married, or when we married and things are not going well, isn't that what we want? The commitment that our ring represents? This never ending circle of commitment.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, somewhere down the line is this whole idea has gotten diluted. You know, with situationship, when God always wanted us to have a relationship.
Because I think we messed up You know what I'm saying? I think we, you know, talk about this before, but I think we allowing uncommitted relationships to write the narrative. Well, this relationship didn't make it. Mm-hmm. Well, they ain't the author of relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, we're taking all of, we glean all our insight perspective mm-hmm. from people who were not committed to Christ and each other. As a result, yeah, look at the fruit. Mm-hmm. And yet we allow that to kind of sway us and bend us. And I think we messed up because we live in a society where Tosha, Jamaica.
I'm listening, Terrence.
30 years.
Yeah. 30.
You with
plus.
Me?
Plus.
Like, that's commitment to permanence.
Yeah.
People, I'm at this church this week, I'm gone. Mm-hmm. I'm on staff this week, I'm gone. Mm-hmm. I'm in this business, I'm gone. Mm-hmm. I'm in it, I'm gone. Mm-hmm. Madea was there 80 years. Mm-hmm. She stayed with Bob 84 years.
Willie.
They stuck together.
Yeah.
And something wrong with our, we're not the adhesive, mm-hmm. you know, and I think it's because we're taking a narrative from what we see on TikTok, what we see here, what we see there, and we don't stay. Mm-hmm. We're not anchored. And mm-hmm. so as a result of not being anchored people, people of commitment, people yeah. of integrity, people of loyalty, we always bouncing. You know what I'm saying? Instead of saying planted, we always want to replant. Mm-hmm. Realizing that, think about it. At the church, them trees have been through every storm the last 12 years.
Because they're rooted.
Because they stay planted. Mm-hmm. And the reason why it's hard to go through storms, because you ain't no roots.
You have no roots.
You got to stay planted. The book say those who are planted in the house of the Lord flourishes. Mm-hmm. And I think all of that speaks to commitment. Why did mm-hmm. Elisha get the double portion?
I don't know, but I feel like you're preaching.
And I'm about to be talking. He stayed committed. He stayed committed, Tosha. Mm-hmm. He stayed committed. That's all I'm saying.
No. It's so true.
He
because,
stayed committed. Yes, and we keep, like, we like, you can't get fruit from a situationship perspective. You're riding fruit. You get the fruit that it's green, but it ain't ripe.
Oh, it's
on
genetically
the inside.
Modified.
Yeah, it's genetically modified.
Yeah.
So you have to develop this spirit of committing. And as you commit, it takes you from a situationship perspective mm-hmm. to healthy relationship. And mm-hmm. as a result of your commitment, mm-hmm. what happens? Get fruit.
You get the fruit. The real fruit.
Get the real fruit.
The fruit that's ripe. Mm-hmm. The juicy fruit.
Yeah.
I love that. You know, I think about, you know, just 30 plus years. We have children who are married. We have children. Our baby is about to graduate high school. You know, I have sons in relationships. It's so important yeah. to be able to be a model for our children. Mm-hmm. Like, that's something I'm truly grateful to God for. Because, I mean, you know, we were going to call it quits. Mm-hmm. You know, after so many years being in our marriage. And it was what you said. It was because we decided to commit. Not just preach the word. But no, we're going to actually live it. We're going to do what it says to do when it comes to commitment. And Jesus, because of his great love for us, mm-hmm. that's what he did. He committed to dying so that we could be saved.
Well, I think that's the point. I think, and you said a mouthful, mm-hmm. right? Like, when you are faithful to God, you commit to vows.
Can you say that again?
When you are faithful to God, you commit to your vows. And here are the vows. For yeah. richer or for poor. Mm-hmm. In sickness and health. And we
better
want the
worse.
Sickness and health better. We want
yes.
that.
Yes.
But it stems from God.
Yeah.
When the vine is connected to the branch. Mm-hmm. That's where I get the strength to commit You see what I'm saying? And that's the result. Mm-hmm. We want the fruit.
We want the fruit.
But it starts with your faithfulness to God. And if you do that, I mean, you're able to commit to your vows, man.
It's really good. This may need to go in our next book.
But he's spiritual now. No, I'm it's prayer and prudence. Mm-hmm. It's the Lord is the same today as he was on yesterday. Mm-hmm. And what we are seeing is a generation, old and young, mm-hmm. who have neglected the truth, who have neglected the Lord, and we are fasting from the word. Mm. And as a result of that, I think that
explains the relationship deficit today.
Like commitment stems from conviction. Mm-hmm. Conviction towards is belief. Mm-hmm. Do you hear me? Now this big right here.
Yes. Help.
Conviction
help us.
Belief. So where do my belief come from? Mm-hmm. The truth.
Yours.
Conviction comes from truth. Mm-hmm. If you want more belief, you need more truth. Mm-hmm. Because truth strengthens belief.
That's true.
That's the word. I got to get more words.
Yes, that's true. But when you talk about conviction and belief, because there are some other beliefs out there. And people are convicted by those beliefs.
Yeah.
But we're talking about the truth. So just making that
and
clear.
The truth is Jesus.
The truth is in Jesus.
No.
It's that truth.
The truth
that
is
will set
Jesus.
You free. He is the truth.
Yeah.
He is the truth.
The truth is a person.
Yes.
You know.
He's preaching again.
What?
He's preaching again. They can go to higherdimensionchurch.com or higherd.net to catch the sermon.
This is the podcast. Answers, man.
This is the podcast right here. But no, I mean, all of that is really, really good.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. Just we lack, today is just a lack of commitment and sis.
Look at your hair. Look at it. That's her hair, y'all. That girl
I know where
got,
you going.
That girl got Indian.
I actually do in my blood.
Comanche.
It's real. Yeah.
Look at that's her hair.
This is a twist out though.
A twist out. Weren't.
It's not my wash and go.
Okay. But you committed to that.
I did. I committed. I did the big chop and I committed. And I know when I say this, y'all gonna be like, oh, there she go. She's spiritual. They so preachy. No. This is the truth.
Well, now you telling me I'm preaching. Now you about to preach.
But I have to share the truth. So when I did the big chop, I said, Lord, if you allow my hair to grow out long and healthy, I will commit to not straightening my hair.
Wow.
And I have kept that commitment to God. Mm. I have not put any straightening products in my hair, and it just has continued to grow. And it looks really full, looks really thick, you know, but I am getting older, and so it is thinning a little bit, but, you know, you see the growth, and you see all of that.
The fruit.
Because I committed.
The fruit.
That's the fruit.
Yeah.
That's the fruit.
So I think what we're saying, you know, situationship is of the world. Relationship, God's way, is what the Lord wants.
Exactly.
You got to start shifting. Mm-hmm. You got to cross the bridge from situationship to relationship. And you do that by being faithful to God, right? And as you become more faithful to God through prayer, your word, it helps you to commit to relationships. That's any relationship. Mm-hmm. In sickness and in health. Mm-hmm. It don't help be flighty, all that kind of stuff. It helps you to commit to relationships, but it all stems from your faithfulness to God. And here's the blessing. When you commit, it's a principle. What you sow, don't reap. If you commit to your finances, you're going to experience financial peace. If you commit to working out, managing what you eat, you're going to get healthy. Mm-hmm. It starts with your commitment. And if you commit to the person you're in relationship with, that thing, I get like Charles Barkley, I guarantee you going to blossom because it is a principle. Mm-hmm. And it is a principle that cannot be changed. Whatever you sow, that is what you're going to reap.
No, that is so, so good. Commitment, it requires patience, time, effort, the grit you talked about, all of those things. But when you commit to that, you will see the fruit. That's so good because I think people just get tired and I think they decide they want to throw their deuces up too soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because fruit takes time to grow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always commitment in advance. You see what I'm saying? Like, to experience fruit, you got to commit in advance.
Yeah.
That's the struggle.
You commit before you see it.
You commit before you see it. But what your soul gonna show. Period. So, that's the struggle. It's like Joseph in the Bible had to commit to what the angel said about who Mary was carrying, baby Jesus, that he's going to be the savior of the world. Mm-hmm. That was a commitment in advance. And as a result of his commitment to what the angel said, am I preaching?
You are.
We get you get Jesus, you get salvation. And so you have to do that, man. You have to go on and if this the young lady you with, young brother you with, commit to it.
That's right.
You never know what God can do until it's 100% commitment.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Well, listen, I hope and pray that you have been blessed by today's episode. Thank you so much for joining us. And we will catch you next time. And remember, the more answers applied, the less problems.
Yes, less problems.
What is the answer?